I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Governor's Office issued guidelines to schools and colleges for returning to class this fall. The plan is for students to be in the classroom. The state is providing students with a free face covering. State School Superintendent Carmen Ayala says schools will need to observe social distancing and limit gatherings to 50 people. She says the state will update the guidance as conditions dictate.
Schools and districts must be prepared to return to remote learning if the virus surges again.
Ayala says the more than 800 districts will handle the particulars of the safety regulations in order to meet the needs of the students in their districts. Meanwhile, those who work in schools are raising concerns about the guidelines, which they say fail to protect health and safety. Teacher unions, including those representing college faculty and staff, issued statements calling the state plan unclear on testing and how social distancing would be accomplished. In other news, an Illinois man is free after his conviction for killing his 4-month-old son was thrown out. Nathaniel Onsrud of Coal Valley served 12 years of a 60-year sentence. Michelle O'Neill has more.
Dora Villarreal, Rock Island County State's attorney, says the Illinois Innocence Project contacted her about Onsrud's case, requesting a review. Her own office then concluded the prosecutor failed to give important documents to the defense.
There's a lot of people right now that are seeking a lot more transparency and justice. And I think that this goes to show that there are a lot of us here in the criminal justice system that is what we're doing. And we have been, and we still plan on, you know, working towards that. And I think this is a testament because it's showing, you know, we have to step up and say when we make mistakes.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Prospective college students and those currently enrolled should reach out to their school's financial aid office if their financial circumstances have changed. That's according to the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, or ISAC. Spokesperson Jacqueline Moreno says they've received many calls from families who lost income as a result of COVID-19. She says students may be eligible for additional aid if their family's financial situation changed significantly since they first filled out the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. I'm Dan Klefstad. You are listening to Morning Edition on your NPR News Station.
I'm Leah Lerner. The ACLU of Missouri is urging school districts to remove police officers from schools. St. Louis Public Radio reports the ACLU has circulated a letter to 9 school administrators so far, mostly in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas. The ACLU says money spent on school resource officers should instead go to the social-emotional needs of children, such as by hiring more social workers and counselors. Luz Maria Henriquez, executive director of ACLU Missouri, says there is no evidence that increased police presence in schools improves school safety. Demonstrators rallied last week calling for the removal of the school resource officer at Carbondale High School. The state of Illinois rolled out its guidance for in-person school learning to return this fall. During a special briefing yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker said one of the most essential mitigations will be face coverings.
I'm proud to announce today that the Illinois Emergency Management Agency plans to provide cloth masks to every student, teacher, and staff member in every public school district in Illinois. Over 2.5 million masks at no cost to the districts.
He said purchase agreements have also been secured so school districts can obtain safety supplies.
Like hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies, and personal protective equipment at prices more competitive than purchasing on their own.
The governor said the Federal CARES Act has funneled over $500 million to school districts so they can address local needs and purchase those. The 63-page guidance is available online.